Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so it's Monday. You know, I had a really busy weekend. I'm a little tired, but hey, I couldn't wait to get here to be with you and relax a little bit from a busy weekend. Glad you're with us, but you know how this week is going to go. It's going to be Friday before you know it, so just relax, kick back, enjoy this day. It's a cloudy to partly cloudy over much of the area. We had some storms earlier. I don't know if we're going to get more storms this afternoon, but if we do, that's going to diminish around 5-6 o'clock. And you've heard the news that there is going to be some kind of a system moving across Florida into the Gulf, and it could develop into a depression, possibly a named storm. But at this point, it just seems like it's going to be a rainmaker. Now, you know, you can't ever take these things for granted, and you always have to be on your toes and really be cautious. In areas that tend to flood, there's a possibility of flooding, because late Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're expecting some pretty heavy rain. So, you know, WWL is the emergency management station here in Louisiana and in the New Orleans area, and we are going to bring you the latest information on whatever develops in the Gulf of Mexico over the next couple of days. So stay with us. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this Monday afternoon. Two women are dead after a shooting at a Baptist church in Lexington, Kentucky. It was a traffic stop with a state trooper. A state trooper was shot. He's going to be okay, I believe. And this person fled for 15 miles going to this Baptist church and shot and killed two women, and then he was shot and killed. And I don't know a lot about this. This happened just before I went on the air today, but that's a story that, you know, we'll be following to see what the motive might be. But it's sad that these stories are not as big as they used to be, because they happen so often. And people who get really upset and they're deranged and they don't know what to do, they start shooting people. You know, I guess there was a time when people just stayed at home and freaked out, and I wish they could still continue to do that. We're talking about, over the weekend, how MAGA really doubled down at this Turning Point USA conference, and they are bashing the Trump administration, in particular Attorney General Pam Bondi. They're bashing her because she said she had the Epstein files, and now Trump says we're not releasing the files. Trump says nobody cares about Epstein, which is obviously not true. People care about this, and I'm just curious why MAGA is so interested in releasing these files, because the information could hurt Donald Trump. I either think Donald Trump is in the files or he's been paid money to keep the files from being released. I'm not talking about a client list. Maybe that does not exist. But there's got to be information in the files that makes some kind of connection between Jeffrey Epstein and some of the rich, powerful men who paid to have sex with underage girls. Also, you know, we did a little more looking into it. You know, the picture looked real, but Photoshop pictures do look real. I think there's a good possibility that the pictures, now I'm learning that the pictures of Donald Trump with his hand on the inside thigh of a girl who looks like she might be 15, those could be fake. So he may have just been pictured with Jeffrey Epstein and not had his hand on that girl's inner thigh. On Substack, I saw Donald Trump wearing a cap. Obviously, this was Photoshopped. Donald Trump wearing one of the caps. Instead of Make America Great Again, it said, I'm in the files. So a lot of talk about this, but why? I mean, why is MAGA so into getting these files released if they could hurt Donald Trump? The Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Clyde in Algiers. Clyde, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing today, Doctor?
I'm good.
All right. So listen, man, it's amazing because I've been talking to my Democratic friend. I got some Republican friends and everybody, and they just ecstatic that the MAGA is so much into wanting to know exactly what's going on. And I'll say this, you know, I'm very proud of the MAGA that really wants to make this happen. And whether whoever's on that the files, whether it's with the Democrats or the Republicans or Donald Trump or whoever, but they're determined because my friends were saying basically it had to do a lot with the kids and people who are having sex with these young kids. And when the lady Pam talked about the files, she also mentioned, if I'm correct, that they saw this stuff and there was a lot of stuff that was very disgusting. So what did they actually see?
Yeah,
and not just that.
Yeah.
My thing is this: if and they're talking about trying to give a lie detector to the FBI and stuff like that. And I'm with that. If we start with the President of the United States, I'm thinking, hey, do a lie detector test live, about him and Epstein and Putin and everything else. And you know what? I might become MAGA. Who knows? If it comes down that it's all good. So I just think if you're going to do the lie detector test, let's start with the President of the United States and then just get everybody in Congress, you know?
Yeah. You know, I mean, obviously, there are some people there's some people implicated here, Clyde. Listen, I appreciate the call. And look, I am proud of the MAGA people who are standing up and saying, no, we want the files. And even after Donald Trump says, well, they don't exist, it's time to get over this, let's move on. And nobody cares about Epstein. Well, people do care about Epstein. And they care about the files, and they want them released. And people are not backing down. I thought after Donald Trump said what he said, this would kind of be watered down a little bit, but it was raging over the weekend. Well, let's go to Covington. Steve, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Scoot, I'm so glad. This is Steve from the park. I only call you when it's important, so
thanks,
thank
Steve.
You.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
Thanks.
So listen, people are very naive that it's not that Trump is on this. There are so many heads of state, members of Congress, that could be on this list that, number one, it would hurt an agenda. And number two, that there's so many people on this list that you don't know about that are important and of stature that I think that's part of the reason why it has to go away. It's not just Trump would be on it, because I doubt that seriously. But that's the direction I think that we should talk about.
But Steve, should if it does ruin an agenda, is holding the agenda together more important than busting people for having sex with underage girls?
Well, I guess that's the $2,000 question,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Very very well put. Very well put.
I mean, I think that's the question. I mean, you decide, is the agenda more important? You know, I think our government has justified killing people in the interest of what's good for America. I think that's the issue. And I personally don't think the agenda matters. Somebody else will pick up the agenda. If the agenda is a good agenda, somebody else is going to fill in. It's going to be next up. Who's up next? They're going to fill in and they're going to continue to manifest the agenda. I don't think the agenda is going to die. But what should not happen is we should not do anything to protect men who are having sex with people's young daughters.
But here's the deal. If all these people on both sides that are in Congress that would have to step down from this, that would just open up the whole, you know, that would take the game in a whole totally different direction. And I'm not disagreeing with you, Scoot,
yeah.
But it's like, what's the bigger, because listen, there's so many kids above and beyond us that have been abused and captured and you know, and it's more than just this little puzzle right here.
Oh, you're right.
It's a worldwide thing. And we got to fix that. But.
Well, I agree, and I think this would be a good place to start, because I think this would scare the hell out of people who are doing this. Like, oh my God, I thought I could do this and get away with it. And there are people who are convinced because of their power and money that they can get away with it, and so that's why they do it. If they ever thought they would be caught, I don't think many of them would do it.
No, Scoot, listen, I am so impressed that you and I are on the same page on this.
Well, Steve,
so thank you.
I'm comforted by this, so I appreciate the call, Steve. All right, you have a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So what if, I mean, I think obviously there are Democrats on this list, too, or there are Democrats involved with Jeffrey Epstein. I have never, ever suggested that this is a partisan issue, and it's only Republicans. And I have brought up Bill Clinton's name many times. I mean, think about the history of that man. You think he wouldn't want to have sex with underage girls, with somebody's daughter? And every one of you that has a daughter or a granddaughter needs to think about what you're doing if you're asking that these files not be released. You are protecting men having sex with people like your daughter. Big men, disgusting, in many cases, wrinkled men with big pot bellies having sex with your young daughters. You can't protect that. You have to be for the release of the files if you have daughters or granddaughters. This I don't think any agenda is bigger than busting the people who are involved in this. But that's a really interesting point. Let's go to Ian with a couple of your text messages.
A couple of them are really taking the assignment and telling us why MAGA is not giving up on this. Good. Here's a text that says, the whole point of the Epstein conspiracy theory is that Biden was covering up all the pedophiles by not releasing the files. Trump said he would release them immediately if he was elected. Now he's not releasing them, and MAGA feels that there is a cover-up of some type still going on. But they're focusing on Pam Bondi rather than the one person that can tell her to release them, and that's Trump. So the ire of MAGA will eventually hit Trump.
Well, that's a really good point, because they are really focusing more on Pam Bondi and others than Donald Trump himself. And Donald Trump could make this happen if he wanted to. So MAGA, it's almost like, MAGA attacking Donald Trump himself is like a wooden stake through the heart of a vampire. You know, they're not going to do that. Mm-hmm. They're going to do anything to protect Donald Trump. So they'll attack Pam Bondi. But it's really the Trump administration. It's really Trump. So, look, I understand the part about Biden, and maybe, and I talked about this when Biden was president. We discussed this many times. The files should be released. And I said this in so many ways and so often when Biden was president. And I thought at the time that Biden was trying to protect the Democrats. And I thought that maybe Bill Clinton is on the list, because he seems like the type that would do this sort of thing. And Bill Clinton might have been on the list, so they wanted to protect the Democrats. But protecting people is not the answer. Exposing people who do this, that's the answer.
Here's a text that's kind of in two parts. I'll read the first one, we'll talk about it, and then I'll read the second one, and we'll definitely talk about that. Here's the text that says, what if the files in the evidence that we knew were there were destroyed by the Biden administration? Then they would no longer exist. I'm not saying that's what happened. I'm just saying it's possible.
Well, then why did Pam Bondi say that the files were on her desk? I mean, she seemed very certain. Okay, so she lied. So no matter what, somebody's lying. The Trump administration is lying to us one way or the other. So it's possible that they were destroyed, but Pam Bondi, in February, in an interview with John Roberts on Fox News, seemed very definite. The files are on my desk. There's no interpretation there. The files are on my desk. And now they're suddenly gone? You don't find that to be rather suspicious?
Now, here's a text that is really interesting from the same person. And they say, MAGA wants justice and accountability, regardless if it puts Donald Trump on the cross.
I would like to believe that.
That is the biggest crock
it is.
I think I have seen come through on the text line in many months. Justice and accountability are anathema to Donald Trump and to the MAGA movement. If you don't know anything else about what they do, it's that they never, ever, ever take accountability for a mistake, or admit that they were misled, or admit that they were wrong about something. This is what happens when you try and tell MAGA voters something that they don't want to hear. They make up a secondary lie to justify their belief in the first lie, and then they ignore the fact that they've been humiliated by buying the first lie in the first place.
That's right.
This is the guy, Donald Trump, who cheats his employees. He lies on his taxes. He lies to the banks. He lies to insurance companies. He lies to his own lawyers. You don't think he's going to lie to you? No. They know he's going to lie to them. They expect him to do that. They demand that he does that. If you want to hold your audience when your lies collapse, you've got to give them an escape route. So when one lie collapses, he and his supporters, they never reckon with that. No. They never take accountability for that. They never apologize for it. They just build a new lie, an even bigger lie. And eventually, Trump was going to build a lie that was so massive that it could not hold up under its own weight, and it would fall over and crush him. And that's where we are at in this moment today. Maybe, just maybe now, the house of cards is starting to collapse, and his supporters will see that that's all it's ever been. Just made for TV BS.
Yeah, I would love.
Deflection, bullying, bluster, no accountability, no justice.
I would love for MAGA to be about justice and accountability.
Me too.
But they're not.
Never have.
But they're not. But it is interesting that they're pushing for these files to be released because the files could hurt Donald Trump. I mean, this story is not ending. This story is going on. In fact, this story got a lot of juice pumped into it this weekend. And so the story of the Epstein files continues. Also, we got to talk a little bit about Donald Trump really being upset with Vladimir Putin. I think Trump is finally learning what we all knew about Vladimir Putin. He ain't no friend. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WFUL.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
This is one of the songs Newspaper Taxi performed at the Beatles Fest 2025 at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center Saturday night. It was sold out. It was great to be back there. They asked me to MC it. It was an honor to do that. I posted a video from backstage right after the show and talked a little bit about the Beatles. And if you're a Beatles fan, I hope you'll check that out. I posted that video just before the show, or earlier this morning, I guess, on Substack. If you haven't joined me yet, go to Substack.com. Scoot.com, download the app Substack, and become a subscriber to Scoot on the Air, and you can see the videos and whatever we post, and you can also comment. But it's a backstage after the show review of what happened and why the Beatles are so phenomenal today. So check that out. But Chuck Credo did an incredible job producing that. Once again, another sellout. Here's a comment from a Substack follower. Lori says, "I'm in my early 50s and I fell in love with them, the Beatles, in the late 70s. My favorite album is Rubber Soul. It has some quirky but fun sing-alongs to hits. Can't wait to see Paul in concert in October. I've seen him 5 times. Yeah, you can comment on that as well. I also posted a video on Substack about the Jeffrey Epstein files and this story that is a never-ending story. Let's get back to some of your calls. Steve is in Covington. Hey, Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, Coot, how you been?
I'm good.
You know, this is very, very, very similar to the church covering up the sex scandals, and I'm totally against it.
You know, that's a really good point, Steve. That's a really good point. It is.
You know, they've done this to people throughout time, and the people, you know, I mean, I have no problem saying I'm a survivor of child sexual abuse because I tried to commit suicide. But I can tell you that I don't care about who it is. They've got the power, they've got the money, and they're going to cover it up.
Yeah. I hope they don't do it indefinitely. I hope this is a temporary setback. I love the pressure that's being put on the Trump administration to release this stuff. And Steve, look, I'm sorry. You know, that was not something that I ever had to endure in my life. And I'm sorry that you and so many people had to endure that when you were young.
I've lived through 5 other people that have committed suicide. Because I couldn't withstand it.
So, I don't want to get too deeply into this, but what is it about what you endured that would, do you feel worthless? Do you feel like if you say something, you're not going to be believed? What would drive people to suicide?
Most of them are suffering with the guilt and the shame and not wanting to tell anybody. They're not willing to come out and tell anybody what happened to them.
Is it mainly the shame?
Oh, yes.
So did you feel like maybe it was your fault that it happened?
Oh, definitely.
Really?
Definitely. I was an altar boy.
I mean, that's a classic situation, Steve. That's a classic setup.
You know, and it's something that people will never realize. And one of my sister's friends, who was raped by in a Catholic church, but she was raped in her late teens, killed herself. And my sister's a child developmental psychiatrist. And she looks at me and says, "I don't know how you're alive." You know, this is a deep impact on a lot of us.
Yeah. Steve, I'm glad you made it through. You sound like you're doing okay.
I'm doing a lot better.
Good. Well, Steve, hang in there. And thank you for sharing
that with us. I helped get the laws passed. I helped get the laws passed for, all the look-back windows. And We're going to keep fighting.
Good. Well, if there's anything I can do to help with this fight, please please contact me, okay?
That'll be... We'll find out more on July 15th.
Okay, that's coming up. So you keep me posted, okay, Steve? You call us back.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Steve. There are so many of those stories out there. In fact, Ariel Winter, she played the part of Alex on Modern Family. She's 27 years old now. And she's opening up now about how she was the victim of sexual predators. She started in Hollywood at the age of 4. And she was the victim of predators. She told that to the DailyMail.com. DailyMail.com. It's a UK news platform. And she says the trauma that this caused from older men was almost unbearable. And I heard similar stories from Marie Osmond when I was talking to her. I've heard similar stories from Susan Cowsill, who was very young when she started with the Cowsills. Men do this. Men do this. And it is important for everybody that whatever is known is released. I don't know if it's going to be released because there are so many people who have money and power. And money and power and maybe an agenda seem more important than the truth. But I don't think there's anything more important than revealing the truth about men who have sex with people's young daughters, underage girls. Let's go to Tom in Houma. Tom, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
So I just kind of want to get things out of the way on this real quick.
Okay.
The first thing that really kind of sort of disturbs me is, one, I really kind of feel like the Trump administration took this and put this back on whoever is considered Make America Great Again. As in, he decided that they weren't going to do anything with this. He was going to try to pass it off like a quick little thing to flip. And, you know, I don't know if you know this or not, but over the years, we've been kind of sort of trained to protect him, you know, and to kind of sort of make the argument to help him. And I'll tell you right now, if anybody in MAGA land is listening to this, when we try to defend Trump, we defend Trump on defensible ground. But there's never going to be a situation where you're going to be pro cover up and then come out on top. And if you think the voters are going to take that sitting down, it's not. That's just a far gone conclusion.
Then Tom, would you consider yourself part of MAGA?
I mean, I would say that like I'm MAGA adjacent. I mean, okay. Like definitely, like I've called in many times before to defend Trump and to help out, you know.
Okay.
But when it comes to something like this, you gotta understand something. If somebody is in those files and they hold a position of influence, and God forbid a soldier gets killed or a soldier gets hurt or a bomb just falls on a child because of somebody who had undue influence. And they were basically owned by somebody else making decisions and actions that were not in the best interest of this country, which, by the way, Make America Great Again. Does that sound familiar? You know,
sure.
You have to sit there and you have to say, no, this is not something we're going to do. And, you know, if Trump, the thing that gets me about this is this is what Trump really wanted to do. If he really wanted to sit on this, you know, he could have just said nothing. But to come out like this and then make that his position and then think that everybody's going to come to that defense, man, that's rough. Who's going to do that? Yeah. Who could successfully do that? You can't. There's not an argument in the land that would ever be able to cover this. There's just not. And you know, it's beyond anything. And, like, look, if we're saying America first and stuff, if that's part of America first, we need to change America.
Tom, I really appreciate your call, and I appreciate you listening to our show. That's a powerful comment. Yeah, this is not part of Making America Great Again. The idea that there is a protection of men, older men, having sex with underage girls, underage daughters, is appalling. this is not part of the MAGA movement. It should not be part of it. And I'm proud of the MAGA people who are standing up and saying, no, this is not okay. On the Scoot of the Air calendar, on this day in 1967, The Who began their first full-scale tour of America. The opening act was Herman's Hermits. Wow! Yeah, I don't see much of a match there, right? You know, there were some strange opening acts for some bands. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
WWL. This is a song about prostitutes. On this day in 1979, this song hit number one in America. So Donna Summer told her secretary to go run some errands down on Sunset Boulevard. And, you know, Sunset Boulevard, you know, has been known as a place where, you know, you might be able to find a hooker, especially, you know, back in the 70s and 80s. So Donna Summer sends her secretary down to run some errands, and the police think she's a hooker. I mean, she might have been dressed in a really hot outfit. They thought she was a hooker, and they kind of harassed her a little bit, gave her a hard time. She went back to the office and told the story. She wasn't arrested, so she goes back and tells the story. And Donna Summer was inspired to write the song Bad Girls about the prostitutes of Sunset Boulevard. All right, I'm Scoot. Let's go to Michael in the Bywater. Michael, you're on WWL. Thanks for hanging on.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing?
Good.
Great show and great callers. That's not always the case.
That's not always the case.
I want to say a couple of things real quick. So first of all, as far as this scandal goes, you know, still a couple of callers back, some more talking about it, the cover up with the Catholic Church, and I feel like the Catholic Church, or just religion in general, and Republicans in general, they're part of the same coupling, right? Evangelical rights, and we see time and time again Republican politicians covering up sex scandals, getting busted for sex scandals, and this is par for the course for them. And I will say this, people say, oh, there's no difference between Democrats and Republicans. When I see a Democrat with even the hint of some sort of scandal like that, they were immediately ousted. Al Franken's a perfect example, getting ousted from his great senatorial seat for a photograph that was taken 40 years ago that doesn't even show anything. They suggest that he was maybe harassing someone. Just a mere suggestion of that got him ousted. And here, as far as the Trump Epstein thing, it's not even something that is worth speculating over. He has so many cell phones on videos, interviews with Howard Stern, countless pictures, countless videos, and then recently him denouncing Epstein like he never knew the guy. Are you kidding me? They were besties. And all those people that went over there to Epstein Island and were recruited at Mar-a-Lago, only one person's gone to jail, and it's a woman. That tells you everything you need to know about these people.
Well, really great points, Michael. Really great points. Democrats do cover up for each other sometimes. I mean, they do. The case about Al Franken, that was a unique case. But I don't have any doubt that Democrats do try to cover up for each other as well. But the difference is Republicans brag about being moral. Republicans brag about being the moral party. They brag about having a higher moral ground than Democrats. And their actions show totally differently. So that's what's so hypocritical about it. That's what gets so much attention. And you shouldn't brag about being how moral you are, and then you're the one that gets caught being immoral, and that happens quite often. We still have a lot more to talk about concerning this. The Epstein files just exploded over the weekend as a big issue, and we're talking about it today here on WWL. On this day in 1964, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, the Rolling Stones scored their first number one hit in the UK. It was this song, It's All Over Now, a cover of Bobby Womack's It's All Over Now. The Stones' first number one hit in the UK was an R&B cover from America. All right, Manic Monday afternoon. We're coming back with more. This is WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1973, there was a concert at the Southern California Knott's Berry Farm Amusement Park, and the Everly Brothers were performing. During the show, Phil Everly just suddenly smashed his guitar and walked off the stage. His brother Don was there, you know, continuing the show, and announced that the band would obviously be breaking up. Phil Everly just smashed his guitar and just walked off the stage. However, they did get back together about a decade later and started performing again. All right, this is the day in 1969. The movie Easy Rider hit movie theaters nationwide. Great soundtrack. So we're going to do Album Hour in the next hour, and all of our bumper music will be music from the soundtrack of the movie Easy Rider. We'll talk a little bit about the significance of that movie coming up in the next hour. Also, we'll continue the conversation about why so many people in MAGA are so interested in the Epstein files being released. This really exploded over the weekend at the Turning Point USA conference, and there are a lot of MAGA people who are demanding that the files be released, and there is a reason why. We don't know exactly what it is. We can speculate. There's a reason why Donald Trump decided not to release the files. He's kind of putting it on Pam Bondi. Pam Bondi might be fired as a result of her saying the files would be released. Donald Trump doesn't want to take the hit for it, but he is getting some criticism. I'm Scoot. That conversation continues into the next hour on WWL.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.